This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. I hope you know where your keys are. I normally, you know, keep my everything in certain places and set those things in a spot that I don't normally set them. Couldn't feel them. They were on my body, and I couldn't feel them because they were sitting on top of something else. And so hope you're having a good day. And you are not creating problems of your own making. You know, put things where they're supposed to be. And one of those things is make sure that you put God as a priority in your day and on the throne of your life. So my name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street. And I pray that as we dive into the Word of God here over the next 27 minutes or so, that you will hear something in this word that will challenge you and that will prompt you to seek after God more than you've ever done so, and your hunger and thirst for him will be satisfied. So I want to say thank you today to the folks of Weirich Air, WEIRICHR. They are based in Rockledge, Florida. They've been providing professional sales services and repairs for air conditioning problems. Not too much of that here of late. Heating problems, been doing a lot of that here in the month of January and February, and also some electrical issues. They've been dealing with that for over five decades. They work in residential settings and light commercial as well. They provide emergency service when necessary. If you're one of their customers, they strive to provide you with the best service possible at an affordable price. They're based in Rockledge, Florida. They go all throughout the county. When it is cold outside, they can help get you back in control so your house can be warm. If it's hot outside, they're out in the freezing temp, or if it's hot outside, they're out there in the heat to try and keep you cool. Their license number is CAC 182-1309. Phone number is 321-632-9538. They may be just the resource you are looking for your climate control situations. And we thank Pastor Dennis for being a friend of the Refresh Radio program. They are great, great people, and we love them dearly. So Psalm 90 is where we're going to pick up today. By the way, tonight is My Island Youth, and that will be meeting Merritt Assembly God, 165 North Grove Street in the Fellowship Hall at 6:30, 6:30 to 7:30. And 7th to 12th graders, you're more than welcome to come out and participate in what God is doing. So Psalm 90, prayer of Moses. Return, O Lord, how long? And have compassion on your servants. O satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days in which you have afflicted us, the years in which we have seen evil. Let your work appear to your servants and your glory to their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. So verse 13, it's what brought us here to the prayer of Moses. Have compassion on your servants. God loves his people. I'm going to say that again. God loves his people. If you are serving God today, make sure you do that from a heart of love. I don't want to see you doing all of the hard work and miss the reward because we weren't doing it the way that we were supposed to. I believe serving God should be done in faith. I believe that it should be done in love, and I think that it should be done in joy. Those are the ways that, those are some of the ways that we're supposed to serve God. It, obviously, it's also in obedience. So don't miss out on that. And so if you've been serving him, I want to ask you to consider indulging yourself in the lavish love of God. Sometimes you just need to be still in his presence and know him. This world tries to get us so busy, and it tries to overwhelm us with tsunamis of problems and try and obscure the reality that God does love us. And, you know, it was that love that caused Jesus to go to the cross. So make sure that you do not deprive yourself of spending time in his presence where you can experience the perfect love of God. Okay? That's the first thing to say this morning. The second is this. Moses prays, "Oh, satisfy us early with your presence." Satisfy means to have enough or to consume till full. Consume till you run out of capacity. And so if you are ever cleaning up a spill on the floor, you are only able to clean that spill up to the capacity of the towel or paper product that you are using. And at the point that it becomes satiated, it's not going to be able to absorb anymore. Now, I want to encourage everyone who's listening, make sure that you experience all of God that you can experience. Too many people live their Christian life with a little dabble do you type mentality and say, well, if I just experience God once, that'll be a glorious thing. I believe that God wants his saints satisfied with his presence, his goodness, and his greatness. So don't deprive yourself in an ocean of love. Don't, you know, settle for just a tea dropper full of water, if you will. It's immeasurable. God's love for you is immeasurable. And if you've ever been in a situation like I define a good idea and a great idea is this. A good idea is the solution to the problem. A great idea is the same idea, only it's before you attempt to solve the problem, so you don't have to go through all of the things that don't work. So I've had a lot of good ideas through the years. Finally, you know, come up with a solution. It's like, man, I wish I'd thought of that, you know, 2 hours ago. So I want to encourage you to choose the presence of God very early. Now, you can do that early in a day, but even better than early in a day is early in your life. And if you didn't get to satisfy yourself with the presence and the goodness of God, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. If you didn't get to do that when you were young, don't waste another day. Do it as early as you can. So there's early in a day. There's early in your life. There's early as you can. And it'll make a tremendous difference in who you are and how you interact with people. And so I pray that every person who is here is satiated to the point of satisfaction with the mercy of God. It's because of God's mercy that we can rejoice and be glad all our days. Now, I'm trying to think about the life of Moses. And you hear about the challenges that he had when he was born. He kept crying, so it got to the point where it was impossible for them to keep him hidden in their house. And so God gave them a creative solution, and he ended up being hidden in Pharaoh's house. And then he grows up, and his mother was royalty. And then he goes out. She actually has him fed and pays Jochebed, Moses' mother, to nurture him until he's strong enough to come and live in the house. And so there's all of that. There's the pleasures of sin that were available for a season there in the palace, but he chooses to try and deliver a slave. And I'm thinking about Moses' life, and there's a lot of seriousness. There's a lot of power of God that flows through him. Great acts of faith, military victories. One word I don't think I had ever associated with Moses, though, until this program, is joy. You know, sure, joy when they get to come out of Egypt, joy whenever, you know, the Red Sea parts and the enemies are gone. But listen to what he says. He basically tells us right here that the recipe for rejoicing is satisfying oneself in the presence of God early with the mercy of God, and the result of that is that the people of God are going to be able to rejoice and be glad. Now listen, all our days. I don't know what you have on your calendar for today. I generally wake up with a plan for the day, and then that plan normally modifies it. People say if you don't make a plan, others will make a plan for you. Well, I make a plan, and I still have to adjust, overcome, and improvise. But I want to encourage you, make a plan to spend time thanking God for his mercy. Satisfy yourself in the presence of God, so when you emerge in the joy of the Lord, and you are able to rejoice, and you're able to be glad all your days. It ought to be an anomaly when the joy of the Lord is not manifesting in the lives of the people of God. Instead, this world has trained people to such an extent that they go around angry or hurt or offended or unhappy or miserable, and all of this solemnness that goes on, when the kingdom of God is still righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So spend so much time in the presence of God until you get satiated with his mercy and you're able to go out and minister in the joy of the Lord. Moses got in trouble when he ministered out of anger, and he ministered out of frustration, and he thought he was the one that had to accomplish things when God said, I'll take care of it, but you got to do it my way. And Moses said, oh, I remember how we did it the last time. And that was the wrong thing. I wonder how effective we would be in God being able to use us to enlarge the kingdom of God if we took greater responsibility for seeking his face early in the day and launching into our day with the joy of the Lord. Just a thought. Verse number 15. Make us glad according to the days in which you have afflicted us. I told you on yesterday's program, verse number 11 is one of those sobering thoughts. Today, this verse here is one of the verses that is extremely challenging that I think should be aspirational for us, and it's something that we long for. It says, make us glad according to the days in which you have afflicted us, the years in which we have seen evil. The Israelites had been in Egypt for 430 years. They had not always been slaves in that time, but they had lived in a land that was not theirs. They lived under oppression for, we know, over 80 years. We know that because Moses was 80 when he brought them, or he was 80 when he came back to Egypt and led the children of Israel out. And they were already oppressing the Israelites before that, to the point that they were trying to kill Hebrew baby boys. So there was a lot of days of affliction. There was a lot of days where they saw evil. And if you ask somebody to delineate the number of bad things that happened to them, they could rattle them off, because a lot of times we're experts in our hurt. But I got a promise for you here in this word. And that is, we don't have to let the evil, and we don't have to settle for the afflictions getting the last word. Instead, Moses said, God, would you make us glad for every single day of affliction? Would you give us a day of gladness? For every year of evil, would you give us a year of gladness? What a chain breaker that God can manifest in our lives. So that's what I pray for you today. I pray for you, I pray for me, that for all of the pain and suffering that we've experienced in this world, that we would be so thankful for the mercy of God, that he has kept us alive during days of affliction, that he's kept us alive during days of bondage, that he kept us alive during days in the wilderness, that he kept us alive even when evil was running rampant through society. Now, God says, let me overpower that with the joy of the Lord and make you glad. It happens when God's light displaces the darkness. It causes rejoicing to happen. It causes the people of God to flourish. And, you know, it shifts focus. It shifts focus from the people who've been treating us badly, and it shifts our focus onto God, who is treating us gloriously. You say, you don't know how much people have damaged me. But I do know that no matter what degree of damage, that God is able to heal. We had an evangelist years and years ago, decades ago now, and he had a statement, and he said this: if people hurt me, Jesus will heal me. If they kill me, I get to go be with Jesus. I can't lose. I can tell you that the joy of the Lord is, I don't think it should be an anomaly. I think it should be a defining characteristic. I think people ought to see the joy of the Lord in the lives of believers. Another statement that I have is, like, a lot of believers sing the song, he has made me sad instead of he has made me glad, or he has made me mad instead of he has made me glad. And, you know, a lot of times people whose sins have been washed away and their names have been written in the Lamb's Book of Life look like, instead of being baptized in the joy of the Lord, they look like they've been baptized in lemon juice, and they just don't look like they're having a good time in life at all. That should be a rarity. I'm not saying that everything is grins and giggles, but I am saying this, that the most influential part of my life should be the work of God, the mercy of God being lavished upon my heart and upon your heart. That ought to have a greater impact than any attack that the enemy has launched against us. And what Moses says is, I'm believing you for proportion. I'm believing you that for every event, for every negative event, that there's going to be a God event. It says, let your work appear to your servants. So when was the last time that you asked God to go to work in your midst? I'm telling you, this is a great chapter. This is Psalm 90, verse number 16. Let your work appear to your servants. So let me step back for just a minute and say this, that Isaiah says that when the enemy comes in like a flood, that the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. There's an equal translation that is possible as well, and that is, when the enemy comes in, that the Spirit of the Lord will rise up like a flood against him. And my take on that is, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God comes in like a tsunami and overpowers and reverses the course. I forget which storm it was that came up through the Gulf of Mexico, and it went up the Mississippi River, and it actually reversed the flow of the longest and most powerful river in the United States. It actually reversed its course to where it was flowing upstream. I pray that the goodness of God changes the course of your life the way that that river was changed. It had its flow changed. Let your work appear to your servants. God, I pray right now that you would go to work in the lives of every God-loving, worshiping servant that you have in this county. I pray that you would work on bringing the lost to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, that you would go to work and you would bring prodigals back into healthy relationship with the Father, that you would go to work in sick bodies and make them whole, that you would go to work in troubled minds and restore and renew a Christ-like mind in Jesus' name. I pray that you would go to work in troubled relationships and bring humility, and you would bring repentance, and you would bring forgiveness, and you would bring reconciliation. I pray that you would go to work in difficult finances, and you would open up the windows of heaven for those who've honored you with their finances, and you'd pour out a blessing that they don't have room enough to contain, and the devourer would be rebuked. God, I pray that you would go to work in the lives of your servants, and it would be apparent, evident, that you've been doing great things. Verse number 16 says, in your glory to their children. You know, sometimes I look at that clock and really hate that it's moving as fast as it does. I pray that your children don't just experience the list of the things that godly people do. Instead, I pray that they get to encounter the God who sits on the throne, that they will have a glorious interaction and a glorious personal relationship with him, so that when they get to be adults and they make decisions on their own, that they will not choose to run after the things of the world, but instead they'll look at the things of the world and they'll say, those things cannot compare to the glories that I've seen God do in my life. I'm not going to be able to get to verse number 17. I can't do it justice. Well, I guess I will. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. That word beauty means that may God give us the kindness, make us pleasant and delightful. May he cause us to reflect the nature of our God. And then Moses prays this prayer, and he prays it twice. Establish the work of our hands. Yes, establish the work of our hands. I pray, God, that you will cause us to be fixed in position, that we will be firmly resolved, that we would be able to withstand the storms of the day. You would make us ready for whatever you have coming. Look, if you have some time today, turn to Psalm 90, verses 10 through 17, and feast on those things for a little while. And what it will do is it'll help you to gain a heart of wisdom, teach you to number your days aright, schedule your days correctly. It'll cause you to want to immerse yourself in the mercy and the presence of God, that so that you emerge with gladness and joy in your heart and your life, that will not only break the power of the enemy, you'll come away saying, God, you can restore that which the enemy has stolen. God, do make yourself evident in my life. Touch my kids and my grandkids and all of those kids around me. God, I pray that they would have a glorious encounter with you. And when they look at the church, they won't see the ugliness of sin. They will see the beauty of the Lord being upon us. That's what my prayer is for Merit Assembly of God. It's what my prayer is for you. May the beauty of the Lord be upon you today. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.